But a good afternoon. I'm Kevin Robbins from the Rooney Moon Broadcasting News Center with a 105.9 KSL Country News Update. Following severe weather and a possible tornado in Roosevelt County last night, crews have reopened all roads in the county except for three of them. According to County Manager Amber Hamilton, South Roosevelt Roads 9 and 12 remain closed from the Dora Highway to South Roosevelt Road S. The other affected roadway is South Roosevelt Road 9, also closed from the Dora Highway to Road S. The other roadway that remains closed is on South Roosevelt Road 5 from Road AF to New Mexico 267. Hamilton warned that many roadways may still be dangerous due to washouts, downed power lines, and remaining debris. She added that crews have been out assessing and repairing damage and that the thoughts of the county remain with the residents affected by the recent storms. In related news, some residents on New Mexico 206 may not have water service restored this afternoon. The Roosevelt County Water Cooperative is reporting that one of their pump stations has not had power returned, but crews are working to get the water service back to residents in that area. As we reported yesterday, New Mexico is now into the annual back-to-school tax-free weekend. Governor Susana Martinez said that she encourages families to take advantage of the tax savings and to prepare their children for the upcoming school year. From today through Sunday, vendors will not be required to collect gross receipts taxes from customers on certain back-to-school necessities. An Iowa lab has confirmed that the death of an alpaca in Curry County was due to West Nile virus. The Eastern New Mexico News is reporting the animal died on July 17th and that the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa, determined that West Nile was to blame in the death of the animal. The virus is transmitted through the bite of a mosquito and can infect animals and humans. There are many dangers with the virus, as Roosevelt County agent Patrick Kircher explains.
You know, there have been several people in this community that have been affected with West Nile, and it's quite debilitating. So, if not life-threatening. So, like I say, be conscious of your mosquitoes out there and dump your stale water and you know, do all the precautions to stay safe.
And on a final note, we have received word that due to high volumes of rain over this past week, the High Plains Motor Speedway races have been canceled for this weekend. The area forecast tonight, 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, possibly producing heavy rains, low of 65 degrees. And coming up on Saturday, partly sunny tomorrow, at a daytime high of 91. That's your local news update, part of Rooney Moon Broadcasting's community commitment to be your number one local information station. Well, great evening. I'm Kevin Robbins on 105.9 KSL Country.